Hi everyone and welcome to CX Today. My name is Charlie and today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Yes, we're going to be taking a look at MiRx Conversational Intelligence Solution and checking out some of its latest generative AI powered features. To do so, John Ortiz, a technology sales manager at MiRx, will run through a quick demo and I'll catch up with him after for a quick fire QA. But without further ado, I'll pass over to John.
In this video, I want to quickly show you a few ways in which MiRx has incorporated Gen AI into our platform. So that way you can get an idea of just how impactful it would be whenever you decide to start using this type of technology in your contact center. So let's dive in. The first, and in my opinion, most impactful way that MiRx is leveraging generative AI is by using it for automating quality management. Before generative AI, automated QM was barely possible. It was keyword or expression-based, very rudimentary, and very difficult to get accurate results. But with generative AI, it's a completely different story. Because generative AI understands the context of conversations, we can leverage this technology to accurately score 100% of your call volume so you know exactly how your agents are performing on every single call. Another way that MiRx is leveraging generative AI is by using it to provide automated agent coaching. Contact center agents field dozens and sometimes even hundreds of calls every day. And usually QA teams can only chime in on about 1 to 5% of those calls, meaning regular coaching tips are pretty rare. But that's old news now. Thanks to MiRx and some smart generative AI, every single call gets its own set of coaching tips. Agents don't have to sit around waiting for feedback anymore. All they've got to do is pop into MiRx, check out their calls, and boom, instant tips to help them up their game and become the best contact center agents in town. MiRx generative AI also helps with drastically increasing the efficiency of your contact center agents by automatically writing concise and accurate summaries of every call. Contact center agents typically spend anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes on post-call work on every call, with a majority of that time being spent on writing summaries. So with auto-call summaries, this time is almost completely eliminated, which helps with lowering key contact center KPIs like average handle time, wait times, and abandonment rates. Last but not least, MiRx generative AI is used to extract very specific pieces of information from each call, like the call type, product type, and key facts. MiRx generative AI will automatically assign a call type and a product type to every call, so you can know exactly what's driving your call volume and what products your customers are calling in about. Additionally, our Gen AI will provide you with the key facts of every call, like agent name, customer name, reason for the call, solutions provided by the agent, and more.
And welcome back for a quick Q&A on that video that you just saw. And I'm thrilled to be joined by John for this. So John, the first question that I want to put to you based on that demo is what benefits can companies expect by implementing the solution that you've just shown?
For sure. Great question. So I could go on all day on this, so I'll try to keep it short. I would say the biggest benefit that comes from using MiRx is visibility. And what I mean by that is with MiRx, every call is recorded and transcribed and then analyzed in several different ways, which gives your contact center leadership visibility into what's happening in their contact center. And because all of the data is aggregated within MiRx, as a contact center leader, now you know things like, one, what's being talked about in your contact center. Number two, you'll know how your customers are feeling about certain products and services. And number three, you'll know how your agents are performing, right? And much more. Now, I would say that this type of knowledge equals power, right? It gives you the power to make informed, data-driven decisions. And another huge benefit that MiRx provides is definitely increased efficiency. MiRx has really powerful automation tools that drastically increase the efficiency of your contact center agents, your managers, and even your QA teams, right? Which will help with lowering key contact center KPIs like average handle time wait times, abandonment rates, and things of that nature. And lastly, and I suppose most importantly too, especially if you're trying to build a business case to onboard MiaRec, is that MiaRec provides really substantial ROI, right? By automating repetitive tasks like note-taking and manual call scoring, MiaRec transforms the time and the labor costs, right, previously spent on agents and managers to perform these activities into measurable ROI for the company. So yeah, I would say those are the biggest benefits of using our solution.
Yeah, there's lots of really great benefits there. I mean, even going back to the start, kind of, you said kind of you know the topics of the calls that are coming into your business. If you add that summarization capability to that, you have kind of a summary across all the different topics that your customers are talking about. So you know kind of the pain points, each of the pain points that are causing customers to call in. And then you can do some keyword analysis on that to kind of dig in more to those, do run some root cause analysis. And yeah, systematically kind of bring down kind of your call volumes and increase customer satisfaction by lowering effort. I mean, that's just one example from the many of that you've given me there. So lots of really great value. I think that's quite clear to see there. Just in terms of a practical, in terms of the practicalities of implementing such a solution, how long would it maybe take a business or an IT team to set up MiaRec in their contact center?
Another great question. So I would say short answer is not long at all. We usually have the system up and running within hours. So you'll see your first recordings and analytics in the system like very, very quickly. However, fine-tuning the system to the customer's specific needs or use cases, that might take a couple weeks, but we're here to help with that every step along the way. A MiaRec analyst will work closely with your team to ensure that you you get the most value from the system as quickly as possible. And also, I think it's important to note, too, that we're not just there to help during the initial onboarding. If you have any questions or need help with any type of configuration, say like 6 months down the road, we're there to help with that as well. So again, yeah, very, very short setup time.
Yeah, it's great considering, I mean, I think I first saw a conversational AI solution, a conversational intelligence solution in the contact center about 2016, I think, and the strides that has come on since then is quite incredible. Actually, when you say that you can get it up and running in a couple of hours, it's quite the evolution story, I think. And you know, you at MiaRec and other vendors, but I know that you're kind of working very hard on the kind of generative AI story as well. And I guess that brings in new kind of thoughts for the contact center leaders. They have to think about issues like hallucinations and privacy risks. Yeah. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about kind of the guardrails that you're putting in place to make sure that when businesses go and implement these solutions in a matter of hours, that they can sort of mitigate these issues?
Yeah, for sure. You gotta address those, right? So yeah, I would say to address the concerns of hallucinations and data privacy with generative AI, we implement several safeguards. Firstly, the data used in generative AI requests is not utilized for training of future models. So that ensures confidentiality and preventing misuse of sensitive information. Additionally, for the AI and machine learning models like speech to text and sentiment analysis, we anonymize the user data, right? So we remove identifiable details to protect personal information. And to improve generative AI accuracy and reduce hallucinations, like you mentioned, we employ a few specific strategies. Number one is asking pointed, simple questions to the AI. We advise crafting questions and queries in a very clear and specific manner to enhance the response accuracy. Also, I would say is request specific response types, right? Direct the AI to provide answers in particular formats like numerical values or limited choice sets. Doing this will aid in obtaining like really precise and relevant information. And lastly, I would say human review and adjustment. You know, make sure humans are still involved. Regularly monitoring AI responses by humans, and tweaking the prompts or instructions to AI. This will help ensure high accuracy and relevance in AI outputs.
Yeah, again, lots of really great stuff. And it's those data redaction techniques, I know that's kind of that you mentioned in there, and how MiaRec can kind of pull out various pieces of PII, I think is important for also any contact center, let alone if you're kind of implementing a specific conversational analytics solution. But as generative AI starts to creep in the contact center, those sort of practices are super important. And now that you've helped to kind of put everybody at ease, maybe a good final question is to you. We've seen the Mirek product as it is today. Where is it now kind of moving into the future with these kind of exciting new technologies like generative AI entering the frame?
Yeah, for sure. I would say this year in 2024, we're focusing on expanding our generative AI innovations in the contact center industry. We're building on the success of our AI-powered auto QA by enhancing its accuracy and introducing AI-driven agent feedback and coaching. So basically, our goal here is to turn your regular contact center agents into super agents, right? We want to improve the overall customer experience that way. And we're also going to integrate our AI call summary with auto QA for even more efficient feedback and coaching. Now, beyond contact centers, I would say we're leveraging AI for broader business insights like competitor analysis and marketing insights. Our goal here is to use call center data to assist in informed decision making across various business areas. But yeah, overall, we're committed to pushing the boundaries of generative AI to continuously innovate and shape the future of customer service to, hopefully help our customers change their contact centers from cost centers into revenue centers. But yeah, so I would say that's what's in store for 2024.
Yeah, that's really great, actually, because it's a use case that not many people think about. It's kind of what your customers saying about your competitors in the call center and how you can leverage those insights. That's really fascinating. And lots of other really great stuff in there, too. What I'll do for everybody watching is I'll leave a link into the Mirek website in the description box, so you can, if you want to know more about any of the tools that you've seen and heard about today. Also, you can follow John on LinkedIn. I saw earlier that you are a top contact center's voice, so congratulations for that, John, on LinkedIn too.
Thank you.
But yeah, I think all that's left for me to do is kind of thank you, John, for joining us today. Again, it was a really great chat.
Yeah, I know, for sure. It's always fun to come on the show. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we get to talk again soon.
Absolutely. So yeah, thanks again for joining me, and thanks to everybody for watching. Bye for now.